Welcome back to The Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Thinking of keeping your baby safe is always on the mind of parents. Here with some products with baby safety in mind is Michelle Gerson. It's always great to welcome Michelle back to the show. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Ed. Good to be here. Thank you.
I am a parent, but unfortunately, my child is no longer a child. He's in high school, so these baby products are way in the rearview mirror, but you are a new parent. First of all, how is it working out?
Yeah, it's going great. All right, good. She's definitely keeping me busy, on my toes, but her smile every day makes it all worth it.
See, your life has changed. And I'm
really
deadly
has.
Serious with that. It's the most amazing thing in the world. All right. Tell me how we keep our kids and our babies in particular safe.
Okay. So last month in September, that was Baby Safety Month. But quite honestly, we need to be aware of this all the time. And for me, the things that are most important are choosing products that are natural, that have been run through the gamut as far as safety and have been approved by all the safety standards, whether this is a matter of where they're sleeping, where they're playing. And so I've been doing some research because my baby's been sleeping. She went from her bassinet to her pack and play, and now we're getting her crib. And I was looking at a company, Dream On Me, and the reason why I chose them is because they're actually based in New Jersey, which I thought was pretty neat. You know, it's local for me, and I know it's a local for a lot of your listeners. And they're based in Piscataway, and they basically make breathable mattresses and cribs. The mattresses are made in the U.S., and it's this new breathable type of mattress. It passes all the safety standards. The cribs and the mattresses meet the ASPM, JPMA, and the CPSC standards. They're top sellers as far as the cribs. They have this crib called the Violet and the Ashton, and the new thing now is they're convertible, so they're 7-in-1 and 5-in-1 convertible cribs, so you're not just done with them. Once your child grows out of the crib, they convert into day beds, toddler beds, some full-size beds, so you really get some great use out of them. And I just love this company because they're also very into safety. They launched this new website called thebabysafetynetwork.org, and it creates awareness to share information among parents about baby safe sleeping and environments and health. And it just really keeps you on top of things. And one more thing for grandma and grandpa who are looking to have a crib at their house, they make these perfect full-size portable cribs. So they fold up and they get stored when you're not using it. Yeah.
And that's really important too. And isn't it amazing how the focus on baby safety when it comes to their sleep environment has increased over the years? When I was a little baby and you were a little baby, it was like you run down to the store, you just get the crib, you don't even think about it, and you put it up and you go on with your day. You know, and rightfully so. I mean, there has become a focus in creating the most safe environment we can for our babies. So it's really nice to see a company like this that actually cares and is able to produce such a product.
Yeah, absolutely. And it used to be even just a few years ago, they had the drop rails in front, so it made it easier to bend over and get your baby out. But now those are not allowed anymore. So you won't find that. So the safety mandates are changing so often just to stay on top of the times so that people are most aware of what's safe.
Okay. Now take me to the world of play mats, because the child doesn't always sleep. Sometimes we wish they did, but they don't. So when it's time for the child to play, the aforementioned child needs a playmat.
They do, and that's where Park Lawn playmats come into play here. I ordered this soft playmat. It's double-sided, and she can sit on this mat, and she could fall over on the mat, and she won't hurt her head. And it's double-sided, so it has designs on both sides to keep her really amused. But the safe part of this is that it's all of their mats are non-toxic, non-phthalate, and BPA-free. They're all tested to meet U.S. standards for toy safety as well as the more strict European safety standards. And they're designed, like I said, to absorb impact, protect the babies when they fall. They have round edges to avoid tripping. And actually, I had gotten in touch with them and told them that I was doing this segment today, and they wanted me to extend to your listeners a 15% discount for anybody who might need a Park Lawn playmat.
Wow.
And they just go to their website, and they put in the discount code 15Michelle, and they'll get 15% off for orders through the middle of October.
Look at you bringing the discounts today. I am incredibly impressed. Play safety. Now, it's not just when they're on play mats, but actually the environment when they're actually playing. Tell me how we can improve safety when it comes to the environment when they are at play.
Okay, so any space, you really it's nice to sit with them and play, but you also need time to maybe go into the kitchen or do other things. So that's when a safety gate comes into play. And so a company called North States makes these plastic, metal, or wood gates and super yards. So you could make a big, what looks like a big playpen around them out of these plastic gates that have an open and shut door. Or you could just make a little barrier between, say, the kitchen and the living room to keep your child in a safe, contained area. And all of their products are tested for toxins as well and lead content by a third party and certified by the Juvenile Products Manufacturing Association. They have an 8-panel super yard, which is the one that I have. It's just a quickly, you just unfold it, it goes click, click, click all around. Comes with a carrying strap. It can be used indoors and outdoors. And it's really easy, and it really keeps them safe.
And the key to be able to take it from one place to another easily is so important. I remember when my son was born, now we're talking 2003, there were still issues with trying to find stuff that you can easily bring to set up the proper safe play environment wherever you were going, on vacation, to grandma's house, whatever. It's incredible how the industry has evolved over the past, even just the last few years.
Yeah. So it's completely right. I bring a lot of things back and forth to my parents. They have some things too, but it's great. And this one is so versatile. It could even be used for pets. I brought it to my parents for my daughter, and they're using it for their dogs. So
wow.
Yeah.
Mom, don't ask for a birthday present now. You just got it. So there you
go. Exactly.
So, all right. Now, when it comes to eating safely, all day in preparation for this interview, I was so excited to say the name of this next product. It's been rolling off my tongue ever since I climbed into the car this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, may we introduce the Juvie Foodoo High Chair. You know what? Even though my son is in high school, I may buy this product and force him to sit in it just so I can say, hey, Eddie, time to sit in the Juvie Foodoo High Chair. So tell me about, and here's a chance for me to say it one more time. Allow me the indulgence. Tell me all about the Juvie Foodoo High Chair.
Okay, I will. Well, I just say Juvie as a company. All of their products have very cool names. Their bottle line, which I love, is called the Boob.
Really?
So, yeah.
It's right to the point now, does it not? Yes.
It does.
There
it
you
does.
Go.
And it works just like. So anyway, the Juvie Voodoo High Chair. It has a 5-point harness and crotch restraint, so it's really good for safety. And it has a full reclining seat. It goes back in 5 positions. So whether they're eating or maybe they just want to hang out in their chair, it also adjusts 8 levels to fit any table height. So maybe they're not watching TV now, which
right.
I know we're restraining from refraining, I should say, from screen time, but they could sit in this chair for anything. It's easy to clean the leatherette seat. I mean, my girl, she's lucky if she gets the food in her mouth. It's everywhere else. So it's been so easy to clean, which is very nice. And it folds for storage.
Isn't it amazing when you first became a parent, you didn't think you'd be cleaning as much as you actually do? I mean, there's always a mess. The mess could be anywhere.
Exactly.
I'm not even talking about diapers. I'm talking about all over the place. I mean, you just become a cleaning machine. It's part of the job title of being a parent.
Yep. A cleaning machine, a laundry doing machine.
Yeah.
I'm doing her laundry. I'm like, this is more clothes than I have in my whole closet.
Yes, this is a child. This is an infant, and this small little life force has a larger wardrobe than you do. There is something inherently wrong with that. This isn't, you know, the circle of life, that whole thing, the Lion King. This wasn't supposed to be like this. You know,
but it is. Yep.
It's exactly. Unbelievable. My goodness. All right. So you've given us all, you know, you, and I'm serious, you bring so much good information every time you're on this program. And I've gotten rave reviews. People have said, when is Michelle Gerson coming back on the show? Well, she's here right now. Yes. So we got to get you on more often. All right. Now,
we'd love it.
Now, we also need Michelle to tell us an inexpensive way to send that baby to college in 18 years. We'll work on that for the next segment.
Yeah.
I guess.
Once I figure that out, I'll let you know. Yeah. I hope you're still doing the show in another 10 years.
Yeah, my kid's going off to college in about 3.5 years. I need a crash course now. So anywho, tell us where the folks across the Fruited Plain can find you online. I know we always end this way, but it's a good thing to do.
Sure. They could find me at Michelle Gerson's Passport.com.
Very nice. Michelle Gerson, as always, thank you so much for joining us here on the weekend.
Thank you.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is The Weekend.